This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer Report on Comcast tactics are increasingly transparent. We've said it before and we'll keep saying it again, but Comcast's strategy to win approval of its monopoly in cable with a merger with Time Warner has become increasingly obvious as one that builds support almost strictly on a pay-to-play basis under its architect, chief lobbyist, and bully boy, David Cohen. Tactically, it's muscled up support for its merger through its donations program almost exclusively. Even the New York Times has finally followed the problems back to the source. Cohen, of course, denies everything as always. None of us, though, will forget just a couple of years ago that when our partner Action United in Pennsylvania carried all of our grievances in Pennsylvania, Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas with their fake Public Relations 999 Internet Access Program, despite the FCC requirements that they do the work to justify the merger with Universal, the kind of performance Cohen put on. The suggestion that their outreach program, which consisted of solely of leaning on schools to pass out brochures and their lobbyists whining and dining local politicians about their generosity, was woefully inadequate and they needed actual help in hitting the doors and doing real outreach, was greeted rudely by Cohen accusing us of asking for a bribe or something. Whoa there, cowboy. The FCC, of course, agreed with us and forced the company to pay a $750,000 fine, which Cohen probably also thought was a bribe as well, just of them rather than us, and continued their program for additional years. One of the gratuitous offers Comcast and Cohen have made to create the monopoly with Time Warner is to continue the same program, though of course still without making meaningful changes that would actually lead to any bridging of the digital divide to lower income families. Nonprofits who are involved in partnerships with big corporations and their corporate contribution programs know the score. You take the money from their open hands for this or that, unless it's part of a court settlement or an aggressive campaign, and the day will come when your liaison calls and carefully couches his or her request in the most positive light as not having been a quid pro quo, but they need help before this hearing or that district or whatever, and would it be possible for you to issue a statement, write a letter, testify, or whatever, to the work we've done together? Certainly, Acorn and our banking partners on our housing program often got these calls, and we would push back or modify them to an agreeable proposition, but it was all part of the game, and chits were shelved for the future, just as antes have been placed on the past. With a crew of reportedly 140 federally registered lobbyists, and God knows how many working state by state, region by region, market by market, Cohen is no slouch, and they would know how to put a quota on their governmental relations crew to produce the number of statements they wanted to the FCC from groups that they'd given money to for this or that in order to deposit money in a future bank for just this kind of FCC play. Luckily, despite all of Comcast and Cohen's denials, this is not the FCC's first time at the rodeo either. It's a shame to see so many nonprofits snared in this mess, but times are tough and rationalizations are pennies on the dollar as well in the pay-to-play political game. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.